Panthers Radio here with Carl Neil, looking ahead to the weekend and just touching back to last weekend, that fan support for such a heartfelt and emotional game. What you guys witnessed on Saturday, I guess, was something so special that you've never experienced.
Yeah, honestly, it's hard to kind of put into words. Like, even thinking back on it now, like just coming out for the warm-up and hearing that, and like just the rush of emotion that we all got, and something we spoke about, we've been speaking over the past few days, it was something we haven't really experienced before, and something we can't even put into words, really. So I'm definitely really happy for the warm welcome and even the support throughout the game, and just the way the whole organization presented it and the way the fans kind of supported us throughout was unbelievable, and we're very grateful, and we're happy that such a good turnout for such a great cause.
Yeah, the thing with Adam, you know, obviously you guys have been through a lot, but I guess it was lovely to do something to pay tribute to Adam for everything about who he was as a character on and off the ice.
Yeah, exactly. He was a great guy. Like, everybody only says good things about him, and you know, he took up a lot of room, and he was a character, and it was really nice to give him a tribute in that regard, and just the importance he had in this locker room, and it kind of resonates worldwide. So I think like it was a great display of our affection for him too, and I think it was awesome, and we really appreciated everything that came our way.
You talked in your post-match speech, which was fantastic, if you don't mind, by the way, saying to take that mic and speak to the fans. You talked about the transition's going to be hard, but you've got that fan support. How are you finding it now, you know, a few days out from the first competitive game?
Yeah, honestly, it's a particular process, like just coming back from those days off, focusing on that first, silly as it was, is even like a non-contact game, like the guys, I think, were kind of nervous for it. Just get back on the ice for the first one, and then this weekend obviously is another big step in that direction, playing a full contact game, a league game. But we know, like, obviously, even with that charity game or the game for that cause, like, the fans were there, had our support, and even now, like, I think they're very understanding of our very particular circumstance, and like, I think that really helps the guys kind of go through it with themselves, and they don't really feel that pressure necessarily. Even though we know it's a really big game, we're really looking forward to getting back to the ice, but I think it really helps in the process to know that we have the, like, everyone behind us, the organization behind us, and we have each other too, so I think it's really going well.
Just one more question about that, because you said about that you have each other too. I think the bond between these fans and players was very evident early on. You could see that there was a mutual admiration. You know, they've been very much on your side. You know, I think that bond's going to be very crucial, not just to help you guys through it because of what you went through, but also them through for something they never experienced. I think that bond's going to be crucial going forward.
Yeah, I think you said it right there. It's ever since the beginning, it was really a two-way street here. Like, just coming in and really getting the support off the bat, welcoming the new guys in the locker room, no matter who they were, messages, waiting after the games to talk, and especially now with everything that's happened, I think it's now more than ever that we have each other's backs, fans, team, organization, staff, whoever it may be. Whoever was a part of this knows how difficult it was, to what extent they were a part of it. I mean, it's different for everybody, but I know that we're all going to be in it together, and it's nice that we're all supporting each other and pushing in the same direction, for sure.
Appreciate you joining us. Thank you, Carl.
Thanks.